T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. It is a Falls Count Anywhere Friday. I think we've literally talked about the Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox. We've talked about Robert Kraft, but not the Patriots per se.
No.
Well, let's just remedy that right
here
now.
Here we go.
So there's a couple of things as you get ready for the start of free agency next week. And I'll just give you an example. In the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars went out and released 5 guys today. Released. Cut
yeah, including Carlos Hyde, the running back.
Went from $3 million in cap space to $30 million in cap space because they had to.
Right.
So Field Yates, fine NFL insider for ESPN, has the official cap space by team.
Okay.
The team with the most cap space going into this offseason, Indianapolis Colts, over $100 million, $101 million in cap space. Jets are next at 95, then the Browns, then the Bills, and et cetera, et cetera. So Matt Chatham makes the point that you don't want to have too much cap space.
Right.
You also don't want to have too little cap space. So isn't it interesting to note that the two teams that were in the Super Bowl are smack dab in the middle?
Yeah, the Rams, it's not surprised. They know what they're doing.
The Rams have the 15th most cap space.
Oh, that's kind of surprising because of all the spending that they've done. Yep. Although I guess a few of their guys, like Ndamukong Suh and Dante Fowler, I believe, are free agents. So
they've got a little over $29 million in cap space.
And they haven't had to 15. Pay Goff yet.
Right.
So, okay.
Patriots have the 16th right. most cap space.
Right where you want to be.
A little over $23 million in cap space. So the question really is, you know, how they're going to spend it. There were some unsubstantiated internet, Twitter rumors out there that Brady was approaching a contract extension deal. No indication of that, although I think they will do that in this offseason.
Yeah, it could happen, but nothing has happened since then.
You know, the question is what happens with Gronk.
Right.
You know, if he is going to continue to play, would they prefer to give him an extension of some kind to soften the cap hit for this year? You know, do they do something like that? But the player that's almost unanimously hailed as the one guy, you got to get this guy re-signed, is Trey Flowers.
Trey Flowers is their number
Thanks
one for you.
Everybody in New England area, you know, showing the Patriots support. Couldn't have did it without y'all. This number 6, we want 7.
We.
Sounds like he wants to stay.
We
but
want
They got to make it worth his while because he's going to get big-time offers. You know, some of those teams that you mentioned with all the cap space, it would make sense. He's one of the best pass rushers, one of the best defensive players available in free agency. But the more I think about it, the more upset I would be if they didn't bring him back.
You know, interestingly enough, the Dolphins don't have as much cap space as everybody thinks.
Hmm.
They are 24th in the league in available cap space. They've got $16 million. A little over $16 million in cap space going into the offseason.
And like some of these teams maybe haven't made moves. Like, so the Patriots released Dwayne Allen, and so that freed up some space. So maybe some of these teams haven't made those moves just yet. But Trey Flowers, I would think, would be high on a few teams' list for sure. But he should be on the Patriots, too. Because who else are you going to spend the money on? And I think the other question would be, Gronk, Devin McCourty, Dante Hightower, are all of them back at the same price? Because they're all under contract. It's just, are they okay paying them what they are scheduled to make? Because you could maybe get yourself some more money if you don't do that. But either way, Trey Flowers, I think, is the number one priority. They obviously they need wide receivers. They'll probably maybe draft a tight end. But as far as free agency, and we were looking at the list of the top 100 free agents yesterday, Trey Flowers is the most important guy for them.
So Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, wrote about Trey Flowers for today, and he said the headline is it's time for the Patriots to ante up for Trey Flowers.
Agreed.
And I agree, and you agree. So he's got the list of pros for Trey Flowers.
Okay. Oh, he's doing a pros-cons?
Pros-cons.
All right.
Pros. Durable. He's missed 3 games in 3 years.
Right.
Huge pro. A pro here.
Although, didn't he miss the whole first season? But anyway, go ahead.
In the last 3 years, though,
years
he's missed 3 games
yep.
in
no,
3
that's
years.
True. That's true.
System familiarity with a new fleet of defensive coaches taking over makes life easier.
If, yeah, true. You'd want him there.
Versatility to play the edge or the inside. Yep.
Yep.
Elite run-stopping ability among edge players. Yep. Oh, I like this one. Wouldn't say poop if he had a mouthful.
That is true. We have had him on
every
week.
We've tried to get him to say poop, and he refuses to do it.
I would agree with that for sure.
All joking aside, he wouldn't. He'll be 26 when the 2019 season starts.
Yeah, he was a young rookie. I mean, he's only 25 as it stands right now, and he's played three seasons, but he's been in the league for four. So that is as young as he can get.
Technically brilliant. I mean, his technique is spectacular.
Yeah.
And final on the list of pros, ain't nobody on the roster currently who can replace him.
Yeah, that's definitely true, and it's not for a lack of effort. You look at Derek Rivers and Dietrich Wise, and even going back to Geno Grissom, they've used some second, third, fourth round picks, and you know Flowers was a fourth round pick, but they've used picks like that to try to get that position, and it hasn't worked out. What are the cons?
He's got one.
Money?
He's going to be expensive.
Yeah, so that's
literally the only con. As opposed to that rather lengthy list of pros. I agree with everything Curran says about this particular player.
So when the only con is how expensive he is, that player is worth it. Like, that's what happens. Like, guess what? Gilmore's worth a lot of money, or is making a lot of money, but he's worth it. Tom Brady obviously could ask for more money, but still, like, when you're looking at how much percentage of your cap is being distributed to your players, it should always be your best players. I know that sounds obvious, but when you look around the league, there are teams that are paying a bad quarterback most of their cap, or they overpaid for a defensive player and they still have him on the team and he's not worth what he's bringing onto the table. Nate Solder was one of the highest paid players on the Giants last year. Early on in the year, he was terrible. He did get better, but still, that was not a great investment. Trey Flowers is worth it. Like, I think everything looks at it that you hope that they give him a real competitive offer, give him something to think about, because clearly it seems like he wants to stay here.
And I was only half joking about the whole Springfield appearance. I wasn't totally joking. First of all, the fact that they even sent him out to do it, the Patriots, they have control of the players who do this stuff.
Right.
The fact that they let him go out and do it when there's the very real possibility he'll be he is a free agent and you know is able to go out there and go somewhere else. But the stuff that we played of him standing out there, maybe it's just a guy all excited and he's got the Super Bowl trophy in his hands and, you know, this is six and we want seven. I think he wants to stay.
Yeah.
I think he knows he's got it really good here. And that whole list of pros that Tommy Curran came up with, I mean, if you can tell me how you're going to spend your money to replace that productivity, I'm willing to listen.
So the Patriots have, you know, 15 or more, whatever, free agents, right? So Ryan Hannibal, WEEI.com, he made his list of in-house free agents. He ranked them his top 10 free agents. So we'll go from 10 to 1. Let me know if you want the guy on the team, don't want the guy on the team, or don't care, okay? Number 10, linebacker Albert McClellan.
Don't care.
Okay, me neither. Number 9, punter Ryan Allen.
Want.
He's good, right?
He's
Ryan Allen.
Real
He's
good.
A good punter.
Yes.
He's a good punter. Number 8, wide receiver Philip Dorsett. Yeah, I want him too.
Yeah.
I want him. He's good. He's solid.
He's got a connection with Brady.
He has a great connection. There's no receivers right now.
Yep.
So you're going to have to add a couple in free agency draft anyway. So bring me Philip Dorsett. Number 7, Cordarrelle Patterson. No.
I don't care.
Don't care.
I mean, they brought him in here as a return guy, and nobody gets to return anymore. And
if the price is right, I forget what he was making this year, but it seemed high. If he's a cheap guy, I'll take him. But if you have to overpay for a return specialist and then a, you know, break glass in case of emergency running back, I think you can do without Cordarrelle Patterson. Number 6, kind of low on this list, cornerback Jason McCourty.
Yes.
I want him back. I want him back for sure. Somehow ahead of him, number 5, cornerback Jonathan Jones.
Wow. What's
your problem
Jason?
With Jonathan Jones?
Sorry, it was a weird connection, just like his phone.
He did have a bit of an issue with us last year.
Well, we're not judging them on whether their phone is any
good,
Jason.
This is not based on interviews. This is on field.
So far, I am.
No, we're doing on-field stuff here. This isn't based on interviews at all.
Okay, then my answer is...
But why would he have Jonathan Jones ahead of Jason McCourty?
I don't know.
All right, I want Jason McCourty. Don't care about Jonathan Jones. Number 4, offensive tackle LeAdrian Waddle.
You know, he's actually more important than you
he's
think.
Fine. He's fine.
Because of the depth issue, I don't want him to start.
And Isaiah Wynn.
But when guys get hurt, he's been able to fill in.
He can
Maybe
play.
It's just Dante Scarnecchia could have you go out there and get the job done.
He could have to put on some weight.
Comes down to the price. I feel like he's one of those guys who can go make money.
But didn't they say that last year? Wasn't he a free agent last year, too? Like, he, Solder, and Cam Fleming, weren't they all free agents a year ago? Number three, offensive tackle Trent Brown.
No.
He's
going to be way too expensive.
I'm with you. I'm good. He had a nice year. Not going to take anything away from him.
I don't dislike the player.
See you later.
He's going to go out. I mean, isn't he the one that talked about, you know, getting the big contract?
Lotteries and win the lottery.
Win the lottery.
You know, win the lottery after this season. Number two, kicker Steven Gostkowski.
Want him back.
You guys want him back?
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't know what the alternative is.
See, that's the thing.
It's like Kimbrell. It's like, screw Kimbrell. Like, okay, who's replacing him? Nobody? Okay, well, then maybe you want Kimbrell again.
I mentioned this earlier because we get calls from people all the time who talk about, you can't trust him. He misses extra points. Okay, take a look around the National Football League.
It's not a...
How many kicking situations are better than yours?
A handful.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And none of those handful of guys are available to you.
Although he has missed a lot of Super Bowl kicks. That's a little much.
Sorry, just doing a little research on what you asked. Cordarrelle Patterson, he made last year?
Yeah.
$3.2 million.
I thought it was more than that. So I guess that's not terrible, but still, I don't know.
But I agree with Gostkowski. Like, you've seen across the league, every time there's like a franchise kicker and they replace him with like a guy that's been in the league for a while, never really works out.
No. And then, of course, number one on his list is Trey Flowers. So we're all in agreement on Trey Flowers. Some of the honorable mentions that he had out there, these are also free agents on the team. Chris Hogan, don't really care. Some people love Chris Hogan. I could care less.
I would rather
have Philip Dorsett.
I liked
him
more 2 years ago than this past year. And he has come up with some huge playoff catches.
Yeah, he has. In the past, I mean, a couple of years ago against Pittsburgh,
it was unbelievable.
They didn't cover him, but he was great. Danny Shelton hardly made an impact at all.
He made one really big play in the Super Bowl.
Malcolm Brown. To me, a real letdown of a first-round pick. Yeah, see you later.
I would agree.
And then John Simon. Those are the other guys that are on his list.
John Simon was actually pretty good.
He was better than those other two guys.
He was sneakily good this year.
Sneakily?
I just threw that in there.
Yeah, I
don't even know if it's a word.
No, but we'll use it now. So there you go. There's the Patriots free agents. So I think we're pretty much all in agreement. Trey Flowers got to bring him back. Everybody else. Jason McCourty, to me, would probably be the second most important.
Yes. And Trey Flowers is easily one.
Without question.
Gostkowski's pretty important in there too.
Yeah, but I'd be shocked if he went somewhere else. Like I think teams could come in there and blow Trey Flowers away with a contract offer. Gostkowski, he may get offered, but I think the Patriots would be willing. You know, I'd be shocked if he was gone.
More shocking, sneakily is a word.
Is that right?
I knew it was a word.
Look at the big brain on Dale.
You didn't know if it was a word.
I was joking
I thought
about
it was
that.
I thought it was sneaky, sneaky. Is a word.
Last night, Jaffe used oodles, and I forbade him from ever using oodles again.
Oodles?
Yeah, he used oodles in the postgame show. I said, don't ever do that again. Billy Jaffe saying oodles? Come on.
Oodles of noodles.
6-1. He did bring up noodles.
Did he? Well, it rhymes.
Well, because Pellerin came on
later. Where else do you use oodles?
Poodles?
Using
like a whole bunch of
oodles. Of poodles?
Oh, look at the dog park, and there's oodles of poodles. Easy. What else you got?
No, that's later.
No, that's later. My bad.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Sierra Hotel.
India.
Echo.
Lima.
Delta.
Shield.
Dean Ambrose leaving. Shoot or work, Rossi.
Oh, boy.
Starting to look like a work.
For sure a work.
Kind of starting to look. Because supposedly, post him leaving, they're advertising shows with the Shield.
Yes.
If the guy's leaving your company, wouldn't you just bury him? You never see him again? Like, bye?
Oh, that's old-time booking, Keith.
That's how I do it. I'm old school, if nothing else.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So wait a minute, did we have a sounder for stuff happening today? I mean, it's...
That's our Antonio Brown meter.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have made a trade.
Here we go. Ian Rappaport or
Adam Schefter?
Okay, well, then I believe this one. What do you have?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
Have traded offensive tackle Marcus Gilbert to the Arizona Cardinals for a late sixth round pick.
All right. So we at least know they're active. They're busy.
At least
they're on the phones.
They're open.
They're talking to teams. Maybe that was part of a bigger deal involving Antonio Brown.
I don't think so.
No, not so. Today was the... Well, Pittsburgh put this deadline on themselves. They said, we're trading Antonio Brown by Friday. Basically was a call to the league, get your best offers in.
Yeah.
Last night, it looked like he was going to Buffalo, according to Rappaport.
Yeah, that's...
That did not happen.
Although the GM for the Bills said, nah, we talked and there was nothing there.
And then so Schefter had to clean up that mess at 3:26 a.m., talking about how that deal was never going to happen. There was talks, but it's an old story. It was dead days ago, and it never got anywhere. He's like, okay, all right. Never mind then. So that's the latest on Antonio Brown. Maybe this weekend, maybe next week. He's definitely going to be traded. It's just a matter of what can they do. And if they can send him to a terrible team, I'm sure they'd love to.
I actually wonder if you're going to be able to do this.
Why not?
Because reportedly, there are conflicting reports out there. One is that, they couldn't come to an agreement. One of the reports out there is that basically Antonio Brown, through Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, said, I'm not going to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay, the deal's dead. So now, not only has he demanded a trade and put them in an impossible
right.
position, but now he gets to pick the team he gets traded to?
Yeah, I mean, Gronk did it last year. Gronk was going to Detroit.
Well, he just said he wasn't going to Detroit. He didn't.
That's the same thing. I mean, no, he didn't ask for a trade.
Right.
But I'm saying, but that other part of it, these guys, they don't have as much power as other professional athletes do in the NBA or in Major League Baseball, certainly. But these guys, these superstar players, that's one thing that I think they could say. And the other team has to be worried about trading something good for a player who may not report. They just saw Antonio Brown's teammate last year, didn't think he was getting a fair value, so he missed the entire season. So if Antonio Brown really did get traded to Buffalo, my guess is he would not show up and he would not sit there. So if you're a GM, you can't make that risk. But if you're San Francisco, where it seems like Antonio Brown would want to play, I don't know if he's weighed in on Oakland necessarily, but if there's a team that he wants to go to, they should absolutely make a deal for him. I think he's going to try to prove just how good he still is and how Roethlisberger, like, he hates Roethlisberger. So he's going to be motivated next year. He's a little crazy, a little out there, but he is going to be motivated.
Maybe. If he gets the contract he wants, he'll be motivated.
I don't think a contract's his problem. He has a good contract for him. I don't think it's money like Bell. I think it's just he's sick of Tomlin and Roethlisberger. At least that's the sense that I've gotten.
Does he want to go to Oakland?
I haven't heard, but I haven't heard no. Like, I could see him going to Oakland. Derek Carr has looked good in the past. I have no idea what he thinks of Gruden, but I could see him going there. I just think, I mean, Buffalo, come on.
Isn't John Gruden like the worst thing for like a star player?
Why? Because he gets all the attention?
Well, no. Like, think about like Keyshawn Johnson. We worked with him and they like hated each other.
Yeah, maybe.
He hates like all of those big star players, but. I guess since he's on the offensive side.
Yeah, they just got rid of their two biggest stars last year, so maybe. But he also was terrible last year and maybe realizes that he needs the help. I don't know. I still think San Francisco makes sense. I think, was it Tennessee?
Tennessee's the one that jumped up the most yesterday in the odds.
They're like a finalist there for him. So those teams would all be better than Buffalo. Can you imagine him playing with Josh Allen? That poor guy. I mean, he could use a receiver.
All of a sudden,
but
he'd be saying, you know, that Roethlisberger guy doesn't seem so bad.
He would kill Josh Allen. But I think he, I mean, he's not playing for the Steelers again. Right?
Can't.
No, he can't. They're just trying to maximize what they can get. But today might pass. They don't get the first rounder or whatever they're looking for, they may not get. But
I didn't give you false information, but I ended up burying lead earlier.
Yeah.
And it's my fault. I mentioned this whole thing about the agreement between Major League Baseball and the Atlantic League, some, you know, experimental rules and stuff that they're going to put
robots
in place for this
specifically.
Year. Well, and that's the thing. As soon as I hit you with using, you know, TrackMan radar system to help umpires call balls and strikes, which in Little Richie Keefe's world became robots.
Sounds like robots.
And so, you know, you kind of ran.
We're on our way.
I did bury the lead.
Oh, great deal.
The single biggest change in the second half of the season next year.
Okay.
You think David Price hates the pitch clock?
It sounds like he does.
Wait till he finds out that what they're going to experiment with next year, second half of the season, they're going to extend the distance between the pitching rubber and the plate from 60 feet 6 inches to 62 feet 6
Ooh,
inches.
I like that.
They're going to add 2 feet.
Push it back. Push it back and lower it. That's what they should do. And then you know what you get? Dingers. You want to see some guys sock some dingers?
You think that's what this is going to do if you back it up?
Yeah. Do you think that's advantage
hitter? All of a sudden, Nathan Eovaldi's not throwing 102 because it's got to go 2 extra feet. He's throwing, you know,
what's the over-under 100 on Tommy John surgeries at that point?
Oh, God.
Guys are going to be dropping like flies with that.
I mean, you've got guys who have pitched at 60 feet 6 inches their entire lives, from high school right on up through.
And guys are still bouncing curveballs in the plate.
And all of a sudden, second half
back
of the season, you know, on Thursday, you're going to pitch at 60 feet, 6 inches.
That's right.
When you come back next Wednesday, though, it's going to be 62 feet.
I would also like to see the bases be moved to 91 feet apart.
It doesn't say that.
Dale, these guys are bigger, faster, stronger than they've ever been. Actually, not stronger than, like, the 90s, but they're bigger and faster, so you got to have to make some changes. So they're really doing this in the league?
In the Atlantic League for this upcoming season, part of the new partnership with Major League Baseball. And
some
also,
guy's going to snap his arm.
Not only did I bury the lead on, you know, adding 2 extra feet to the the distance.
What else did you not tell us about?
They're going to, you'll love this one, they're going to increase the size.
I'm listening.
You're just hoping.
What website do I need to go to for, I'm sorry.
Dreamweaver.com.
Continue.
They're going to increase the size of first, second, and third base from 15 inches
to
18
inches. Wait, the bag? They're making a bigger bag? What are they doing that for?
You can get a little bigger lead now.
So you get a little bigger base? How unnecessary a change is that? When you look at baseball and all the issues that they have, you're looking at them like, I can barely see the base from up here. Is that where the base is? You know what? If the base was 3 inches bigger, I think we'd really have something here. How unnecessary. What about the plate? That's maybe the most important thing, because that's, you know,
they don't seem to be doing anything with the plate.
That is dumb.
Oh, I forgot another one, too.
Oh, my God. Dale, did you read this article or what?
I was
keeps finding these nuggets
here. As soon as you started yelling, robots!
Well, I was excited about the robots, and I should have been.
They're basically...
Wait, are these suggested or are these all going into effect?
They're doing these this year in the Atlantic League.
Okay.
With the idea they're going to move them to Major League Baseball in 2020.
Are you saying details? Is that what you're saying?
That was
tails to tails.
Did we let Shime sing that one?
It's not bad.
You just let it rip.
He's contributing to the program today. He's having a hell of a show.
We'll take all the creativity we can get.
All right, so what else is there? What are we missing?
They're basically doing away with the shift.
Ooh.
They are mandating.
No, I don't like this.
That 2 infielders are on each side of the second base bag when a pitch is released.
But then you can sprint once the pitch is. once he throws the pitch, you can sprint to the other
Run
side
like
of the bag.
Crazy.
So I don't like that. You should be able to line up wherever you want.
Well,
that's what I think.
You're not going to be allowed.
So no shift, bigger bags, because that's necessary.
2 extra feet from the pitching rubber to the plate.
Back those guys up.
They are changing things. And by the way, we told you about the other things, where a pitcher has to face a minimum of 3 batters.
Yes.
Yeah. No mound visits other than for pitching changes or injuries. So none of these catchers back and forth to the mound.
I like that. But that's also, you know, to warm up pitch. A lot of times they just run out there so they can warm up a guy. So now you're going to kind of prevent that as well. That is, the whole thing is dumb. And imagine all these baseball fields that have been there for years and years and years. And I know they can lower the mound and they can do all that stuff. But They have the mound. They're like, oh, yeah, guys, we're going to go ahead and back that up a little bit. We're going to see where, like, the rosin bag normally is. Can you put the mound or the rubber there?
Not back it up 6 inches.
No, 2 feet.
Two feet. And do it in the middle of the season.
Right.
So that your first half of the season.
So you gotta, now you got to dig up the front of the mound, put it in the back of the mound, and then move the rubber back.
They got to take the whole mound out, put a new mound in.
That is so stupid. So this is the Atlantic, the second half of the Atlantic League.
And robot umps.
Robot umps is the most important thing. Those other things are just changes to make changes. Like, some of those are just so stupid.
Well, like an 18-inch first base instead of a 15-inch.
Do you like the no shift? Because I hate it. I think they should line up wherever they want.
I got to be honest. I'm torn on that one.
Okay.
Because now they shift on, you know, number nine hitting shortstops.
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry, they got the shift on.
They shift on everybody now.
Now, I guess the way you
David Ortiz somewhere right now is raising a glass silently.
It used to be what? Ortiz and Giambi. It was like a couple of guys that they would shift for, like Tomy. And now it's everybody. But I guess what you would do is either your second baseman or shortstop would stand with like almost in center field, like foot kind of to like so they're legal. But that's where they would have to be. But it would probably, I guess you could still stick your second baseman though in like short right. That's what they do a lot. You know,
yeah,
he'd
be on the second base side.
That would be
side.
Legal. But I don't know. Because to me, that. Same with the reliever rule. Like, that's part of the strategy to me. Now, I guess one of the arguments is, well, there's going to be more balls in play and there's going to be more action without the shifts. I guess. I think they've done studies on that. I don't even know if that really
more offense
comes out. Yeah.
Everybody likes offense.
So they're moving the mound back 2 feet. Got it.
Oh, pitchers. Think David Price hated the pitch clock.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have a hard time.
By the way, David, not only is there a pitch clock, but you got to back up a couple of feet, too. He is just...
No, he's mad.
Well, and by the way, he won't be alone. Chris Sale will handle this very even-handedly, don't you think?
Well, none of this is going to see its way into the majors. Because you're talking about, they've had pitch clock in the minors for a little while now, and even that keeps getting rejected. So you think any of these other things are going to have a chance?
I would say not all of them. I don't think they're going to use TrackMan to call balls and strikes
soon. Maybe they'll do like a double first base, like in slow pitch softball, so you don't collide with the first baseman. You can run and hit the
first.
Side. Yeah, maybe that's what. Maybe that'll be next.
I would say the increasing the distance by 2 feet for the pitching rubber. No. Mandating two infielders on each side of second base. Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Three batter minimum for pitchers. I think they're going to go with. No mound visits other than for pitching changes, I think they're going to go with. Reducing the time between innings and pitching changes from 2 minutes, 5 seconds to 1:45, they're going to go with.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. That's fine, but it's just odd what they're trying to get through and what they aren't doing. It's just, they got a ways to go, I would say.
It's a start. What else you got coming up in just a few minutes? Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Sometimes you just got to go stone cold.
Yep, the classics.
As soon as the glass breaks.
Play the hits.
Huge pop in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes nuts. A couple of... things that we'll get to in a few minutes on what else you got, but we've been on a false count anywhere Friday.
Right,
there's no telling.
Oh, we could go any direction,
and
Dale.
And we've been all over the place. I will say that if
we really need new phones,
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If the Celtics pull tomorrow night off, if they win the first three games of this series...
Now, it is the Lakers.
No, I know.
And LeBron's
on
a minutes restriction.
Yeah, by the way,
are they playing
they're
tonight?
Resting him for what?
Is LeBron playing tonight? Because if so, isn't he not playing back-to-backs now? Isn't that another thing? Although he'd want to play against Kyrie. So I would think there's going to be that. Also, Kyrie, who sat out the game against the Kings, had a thigh injury apparently. So is he going to be able to play tomorrow? We shall see.
Oh, Kyrie's playing, I promise.
Of course he is, because it's LeBron.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
Although
no
he's
going to
say, wait, how many minutes is LeBron playing?
No game tonight.
So LeBron will play tomorrow. But that's the worst team that they face on the trip. But that would be such, that'd be so classic Celtics for this year.
Drop that one.
Beat the Warriors, beat the Kings back to back, and then lose to the Lakers or and or lose to the Clippers. But I mean, they couldn't have started the trip any better. But now the Lakers, who are in complete free fall, I mean, it's amazing. They're just
at least tomorrow night's an 8:30 start.
Yeah, right. That's true.
You know, not these 10:30 jobs.
Over like 1 o'clock.
Well, you were hanging.
I was right there with
right
them
till the end.
You were with them.
You were doing better than me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to make it quite that.
Hey, it's understandable.
Especially on the night where I'm working.
Yeah,
I get home in time for the Warriors game, and
yeah,
it's like
I just started.
How much of this do I want to go with?
Yeah, and thankfully for most people, that game was pretty much over. I mean, they had such a big lead.
Oh, at halftime, I was able to say, okay,
they were rolling with it. Kings game a little bit different, and so we'll see what happens with the Lakers. But if they go 3-0 to start the trip, even though you know the Lakers aren't a good team, just road wins are impressive for the Celtics because they've been so bad away from home.
I will do one brief, tiny preview of the show that's coming up moments from now.
Oh, what are those guys got coming up?
If you go to the OMF Twitter feed,
okay,
OMF on WEEI,
yes,
there's a video of a drugged-up Lou Maloney explaining why he's not going to be on the radio today.
What on earth? What is...
They pointed out on the Twitter feed, there is zero chance Lou remembers recording this.
What happened to him? What happened to Lou?
Well, he's got something...
He
looked like he had some dental work done.
Oh, what, he got his wisdom teeth out?
He looks really happy, though.
He got. I mean, because that show is very well known for their dental work. I mean, Glenn, of course.
You know, they have more work done on their teeth than any show in North America.
Glenn has set such a high bar there where you can't go to the dentist and then not go to work. I don't care what you sound like. You better show up.
According to...
So is Lou not coming in today?
That's what it says. Oh, Lou and Lou...
Patriots start phase three of their offseason program today. The OTAs at Gillette Stadium. No Tom Brady, no Gronk. Red Sox take three out of four from Baltimore.
That's a gamer
wrap up
right there.
No days off for Glenn. He doesn't care if he's just leaving the dentist office with Novocaine still in his mouth. He's fine. He's going to do it.
So according to the Twitter feed, the quote from Lou Maloney is... I'm on some drugs, and I'm not going to be on the radio today.
Yikes.
This is my post-op implant.
Oh, my God. Wait,
what's the beeping? If we go flatline,
you cut that
right off the air.
That doesn't sound very good.
I don't want to hear
he
that.
He beeps all the way through, but I was nervous there might be
there might be some more beeps.
He could be saying
some running
stuff.
Blue there.
Yeah, so they'll have an update, an official update.
Coming up in just
2:00.
A few minutes,
good.
You'll hear all from right. A couple of them.
Good.
All right, a couple of things here that we didn't get to throughout the course of the program.
What else you got?
I love what ESPN does preseason. I only wish they could do it regular season. It will never happen. Well, I'll never say never, but it probably won't happen.
Very unlikely, yeah.
So yesterday they're doing the Red Sox game. They mic up a couple of guys. They've got Mookie Betts with a microphone on. They've got Brock Holt with a microphone on. They're talking back and forth while the game is going on. And some of these guys can do play-by-play while they're playing.
They said, can I see your golf swing?
Golf swing?
Yeah.
I mean, you want lefty or righty? I got back.
Well, that means that if you ask lefty or righty, that means you're not very good at golf.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Lost my earpiece. I couldn't even tell Jackie where to throw the ball. I was looking for my earpiece. Yeah, get that on slow-mo.
Mookie, how's that diaper changing going for you?
Man, she's nasty. Nobody ever explained it. Everybody says, you change diapers, this, that, and the other.
Can't let him score.
It is good.
Now, first of all, I'm hoping his wife isn't listening.
Well,
he's talking about his brand new baby girl. Man.
Yeah, but they were asked specifically about the diapers.
Nasty.
Well, I mean, I guess it would be. But that was great when they had both of them mic'd up. That's even better. They could talk to each other.
Although Brock Holt, chucked the
earpiece.
Couldn't tell Jackie where to throw the ball.
Yeah.
And at one point, they showed Mookie out in the outfield, and he's showing them his golf swing.
Yeah.
He makes the throw out of the right field corner, and then he goes into his golf swing.
Head in the game. Come on.
I love it. I wish they could
I love it, too, but it just unfortunately is never going to happen.
Nah.
What else you got?
Well, so a lot has been made. Of course, Kyler Murray, he may have heightened at the draft combine, but he still may go
number
one.
Nothing worse than that.
No, that is a bad thing to have somebody accuse you of. Correct. That's better.
That'd be worse.
Oh, that's worse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Heightening isn't as bad as lengthening.
It depends on who you're asking. But he could still go number one, and therefore Arizona would have to trade away Josh Rosen. There's been some idea, maybe even to the Patriots. Peter King, in an article earlier this week, said it might only take a third-round pick to get Josh Rosen, which seemed a little low to me, seemed very low to Todd McShay.
It has to be a first-rounder. I mean, the reports about third round to me is absolutely crazy. He was not only picked number 10, as I mentioned, he was traded up for. He played behind one of the worst pass-protecting offensive lines in the NFL, had a lot of youth around him in terms of the supporting cast. You got, I mean, this guy is a first-round talent. Some people thought he was the best quarterback in the draft a year ago. I thought he was probably the second or third best of the group. He'll be fine. You can't take a second or third round pick. He's got to be worth the first round pick. Maybe it's 13 Miami or Washington at 15.
Vis-a-vis, Todd McShay calls Peter King crazy.
And today, it appears that Case Keenum is going to the Washington Redskins.
That's right. There he goes. Case Keenum on the move again.
Oh, boy. We got to get out of here. We'll see you guys on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. OMF without M.
Yeah, poor M.
It's coming up next. It's just OF today.
Just, you know, Foray's been producing this last segment.
I saw him over there. He was hitting buttons. He was pushing stuff around out there. I saw him answering calls a week ago. Now he's working. You know, the more you know, the more you can do, the more valuable you are, Christian. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.